Yay, noise.
Are you ready?
No.
Damn it.
It's time to celebrate a decade of dementia, for 2013 is the 10th year of the MarsCon Dementia Track!
Are you ready to rock like you are on Mars? That's exactly what we're gonna do.
The best weekend ever in comedy music is almost here!
I am MarsCon!
My God, it's good to be back here.
MarsCon 2013 is March 1st through 3rd at the Crown Plaza Hotel and Suites in Bloomington, Minnesota, right across from the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport and next to the Mall of America.
How are you all enjoying the con so far? Who thinks my voice will be gone in time for my concert on Sunday?
Floating princess? Did somebody say floating princess?
Floating princess!
Folks, if there's one thing I know, it's two things. And if I know two things, both of them are the floating princess. Ladies and gentlemen, challenge your mind to her adventures in your local theater or radio dial or another place. Folks, watch her fight villains as diverse as the guy with the hat, the guy with two hats, and the dastardly guy with socks. The stakes are high, ladies and gentlemen, for the floating princess. Now, folks, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm going to lie to you twice, which makes it immediately the truth. And that fact is, she has stuff that you can go to the store and buy. Some people call it merchandise. I call it the way of life. But mostly, ladies and gentlemen, I call it. And it arrives at my door, ready for drinking. If it is a comestible that you drink. Folks, floating princess. Now, don't just take my word it like I was LeVar Burton. No siree doogie. Could people who agreed to tell me things about the floating princess please come to the stage now and tell me things about the floating princess? One of them is Luke. The other two are hiding. There's one of them now, ladies and gentlemen. It is the great mollusk of the ocean. I am ready for you, whatever you are ready, to tell me about the wonders of your situations and have doings with the floating princess. Tell me about it.
Good evening, folks. Ever since I found the floating princess, I used to have a drinking problem, but I don't anymore. Thanks to the magics.
What do you got there?
Of the floating princess.
In your hand, what do you?
It's a coffee mug.
And what do you got in the coffee mug there?
It's whiskey. But thanks to the floating princess, I don't have a problem drinking it anymore.
Oh,
thank you, floating princess.
Say, it's a random person that was not in any way pre-selected to tell me about the floating princess. Please. Animal with the letter that follows. Tell me all about your experience with the floating princess. Go ahead.
She was in another castle.
I know the joke's over, but I'm going to keep it going. What did she do in the other castle?
Something with Bowser that we cannot discuss on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the G-rated portion of the R-rated evening. And so we will stop the joke at these junctures.
Something that Sea Monkey will inevitably write a song about.
More than like, probably already has. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the lady, and I'm a gentleman. Now, if I'm not mistaken, there might be a guy who's been waiting to do this for a while. Hey! It's Lukey Four Times, ladies and gentlemen.
I used to spend my day selling baskets of shoes by the highway. I was a miserable wreck. And then one day, I got the word about the floating princess.
What would that word be?
I filled out the form, I drew the picture of Tippy the Turtle, and I was accepted. After their 47-week correspondence course, I got my degree in Filipino doorknob study. And after all of that, I'm still selling shoes in a basket by the highway off-ramp. So screw you, floating princess, and your spokesman who's just a sideburn-covered vagina face.
Do you have a website?
www.sideburncoveredvaginaface.org. .com was taken, you assholes.
I bought .gov so he couldn't have it. But ladies and gentlemen, there is no such thing as bad publicity. Yes, there is. But folks, don't listen to these people. They don't care like I care. I care so much about the floating princess, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Floating princess.
So, which comedy musicians are coming to perform in the Dementia Track this year, you ask? Well, first of all, there's MarsCon 2013's Music Guest of Honor, sponsored by DementiaRadio.org. It's Flat 29!
I'm gonna go back in time and make you mine.
Marjorie, but do you make me feel so tingly? You might be 83, why doesn't it seem wrong?
Charlie and Rich are British comedy music trio Flat 29, and they're doing their first ever performance in America on the main stage at MarsCon 2013.
You're an intelligent lady, I know you are. You want your baby to go far. Lady, I can make that kid a star.
I'm gonna teach your baby bass guitar.
This is a song, it's a song I wrote so I could sing it with TV's Kyle, cause TV's Kyle does really swell songs and I want to do a song with him.
Well, hey there, Shoebox, that sounds neat. I'd totally love to do a song with you, but are you sure this is the right song for us to sing?
Kyle, why wouldn't it be the right song? I wrote the song special just for you and me. It's a perfect song for a debut duet. What are you saying, Kyle?
Shoebox, I certainly mean no offense. It's just that the song really isn't your best. It's repetitive and simple and the words don't rhyme. And this canción is really just an absolute travesty.
Well, I'm going for kind of a playful thing with a goofy melody and simple music. I even kept the lyric T-rated for the gosh darn beating kids.
Well, there's a thin line between goofy and stupid, and there's a thin line between simple and lazy. And while I appreciate your kid-friendliness, we should probably try to find another song.
Okay, I see how it is. Mr. Cyber's having thinks he's so great. Well, if you're so much better than mine, why don't you go your...
Okay, Shoebox, seriously, you had to have some idea I'd react this way, if for no other reason than the simple fact that you wrote all of these lyrics.
Oh, really, Kyle, that's your excuse. You're just blindly reading the words I wrote. Why don't you just tell me then in your own words what you really think of this song?
Honestly, Shoebox, I still think it sucks. It makes the Shags look like Bach by comparison. I'm not even sure if I know who the Shags are since you wrote these lyrics, too.
So you're saying anything that I write, you'll just read indiscriminately. Why the hell am I not abusing this power? I think it's time I start.
Well, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Well, I'd like to take a minute to sit right there. I'll tell you how I became prince of a town called Bel Air.
I told you. I told you. So, do you want to perform this song?
Yeah, I'd really think I'd rather not. Why don't you get someone else to record it with you? Perhaps Miss Chris Lester or whatever his name is would happily sing this song.
No, thanks. I think I'll pass.
Then fuck it. Then let's have some pie.
Pie. Pie is excellent. The beautiful TV's Kyle, ladies and gentlemen. Now leaving the stage and now available for private dances.
Also making his first appearance at MarsCon, stand-up comedian and nerdy musician who's been taking the Midwest convention scene by storm, it's Mikey Mason!
Best game ever!
Save the barmaid, slay the dragon, got some treasure raised to fly.
performing on the main stage at MarsCon for the first time, it's Max DeGroot.
Yes, can I help you?
I'm here from the census. Can I ask you some questions?
There we go. So we got warm up today.
In a town I call my own, there's a man next door to me, and he tells me that his wife works at the Hooters right up the street. So we pile into his car, delightful visage for us to see, and we opened up the doors to a room full of memories. We all eat at the Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. We all eat at the Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. And my friends, they order more, though we've all had too much to eat. Just to watch our waitress bounce. We all eat at the Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. We all eat at the Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street.
Can I get you boys anything else? I'll get that right away, cutie.
Hey, Boots, where'd you get the girl?
Napkins, napkins.
And plain white tees.
Plain white tees.
It is such an enticing scene.
Enticing scene.
Mug of beer.
Mug of beer.
And plate of wings.
And plate of wings.
And a room full.
And a room full.
Of memories.
Of memories.
We all eat at the Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. We all eat at the Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. We all eat at the Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. Hooters up the street. We all eat at the Hooters up the street.
Other returning favorites performing on the main stage include The Great Luke Ski, Worm Quartet, Power Salad, Possible Oscar, Steve Goody, Insane Ian, and TV's Kyle.
This is a special message to everyone who goes to concerts ever. Increasingly, bands are learning Freebird. Please don't do this. I hate Freebird. Please
Stop
don't do this.
Stop requesting it.
If I...
Oh, God!
Look what you've done!
Now then, another imminent threat... The zombie apocalypse. This might or might not happen before the end of the world, but, if you are like us, you know what to do. You are equipped. You know how to deal with the zombie apocalypse. How would you deal with the zombie apocalypse?
Sorry, what?
Ha! Double See, pack. A wrong Double answer pack. Already.
You can throw a party.
Perhaps I was wrong. How would you deal with the zombie apocalypse?
Run.
Wrong, but close. How would you deal, sir, with the zombie apocalypse that is rapidly approaching even as we speak?
Nuclear bomb.
Wrong again! All right. I'm going to have to straighten all this out for you. I can see that you are still in need of re-education. The way you deal with a zombie apocalypse is by preheating to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Ready?
Yeah! Yeah!
Redneck cookout's going full swing. Almost everyone in town had just arrived. Folks were throwing on the grill everything that they could kill, and a couple critters that were still alive. Well, the meat was running down when army folks from out of town showed up and started bossing us around, saying everyone should leave. And now this you won't believe, the dead were up and crawling from the ground. said, hang on right here. I just had a great idea. We'll have a zombie apocalypse barbecue, and I'll save a couple ribs for you. Whether or not you deserve it, everybody will get served out at that zombie apocalypse barbecue. Started gathering his building and slathering the sauce on which he built his family name.
Family name.
But one of the zombies got him, so my sister up and shot him in the head, and then she dumped him in the flame.
Family.
By the time we started packing up, the zombies were attacking us. They bit me and caused a bunch of pain.
Bunch of pain.
But I heard a zombie say, my life just slipped away.
But we tossed some of that sauce out on your brain.
Your brain. I said, why not just let her? Sauce makes everything better at the zombie apocalypse barbecue. Well, even if you don't survive, be it brains or chicken wings, barbecue's one of them things make you smile just to be alive. At the zombie apocalypse barbecue, we'll save some ribs for you. Whether or not you deserve it, everybody will get served out at the zombie apocalypse barbecue.
Right. All right.
We'll also be hosting the 3rd annual Logan Whitehurst Memorial Awards for Excellence in Comedy Music, where we'll be performing the songs and showing the music videos nominated for Outstanding Parody Song, Outstanding Original Comedy Song, and Outstanding Comedy Music Video of 2012.
Oh, you can't do the confusion till your head falls off.
Hello, I'm the doctor. Just the doctor, and this is my crew. How do you do? I'm just a madman with a box, a big blue box, foxy and sexy, if you only knew. Yes, it's bigger on the inside. Ask Captain Jack, it's a great ride back. It is mine. I reside in the TARDIS, homeless with a heart. Is it like Lisa Simpson? I can see through time. I have been to the ends of the universe and back again. Then reverse course, and we arrive back where we started in the TARDIS. If people come with me, I really like to try to bring them back alive. So if you want to come, get your things. I'll take you where the sky sings. Tell your mom that you're ringing around the cell. All the things I can show you as I get to know you, but don't wait for me, because that never ends well. I am the doctor! I am the doctor! Answer me this. Are you my mommy? No, of course you're not. But what's the spot on your hands? I guess I always talk this fast. All the chatter doesn't matter. I'm the only one who really understands. You see, I've got a big head, a very big head, a very large head with a very big brain. And if you look deep into my eyes, a very old eyes, you might even see some little guys at the rain. That's what I do to survive on the day that I die, because it's what is inside that counts. Oh, and if you missed it, at one point I never existed and still made the wedding unannounced. I've stopped aliens and demons and the end of everything, and it barely even shook me up. So if you think you're crossing me, you're lost. It will be. I'm the doctor. Look me up. I am the doctor. I am the doctor! Oh, the things I've seen make your skin turn green. Like a Silurian, I've seen angels move. And if you think you've seen one, don't look away or even blink. I've seen a Dalek sunbathe and let loose. I've seen a crack scarier than any plumber could produce. I've seen vampires that were actually scary, and no, they didn't sparkle like a dancing fairy. I've seen cat people in sentient trees, and I've seen the silence. But, oh, geez, I forget. What were we talking about? All right, me. I wear a bow tie now. Bow ties are cool, but oh my, whatever happened to my fez? I know I tend to dive right inside the hive, but if you want to make it out alive, then you'll do what the doctor says. So why is everyone still going on about my name? Well, they should be more concerned about the people made of plastic. After all, a rose by any other name would still be the bad wolf and still be fantastic. That's what my life is like with cyber medicine, tar is the ood and the headless monk. Sure, there's danger and strife, but it's a marvelous life, and you can ride along beside me if you want. So tell me now, where do you want to go from here? How about a lovely little planet where we won't get injured? I had a thought. I think they ought to let Devo Spice play the doctor so I could be a ginger. I've always wanted to be a ginger. I am the doctor! I am the doctor! Keep it going! I am the doctor!
doctor. Thank you so much, MarsCon.
And whether you're attending MarsCon this year or not, you can help out the Dementia Track by ordering the MarsCon 2013 Dementia Track Fundraiser Album.
Some people call it merchandise. I call it the way of life.
Available to purchase in both CD and MP3 formats, I have once again compiled just under 4 hours of excerpts from all of MarsCon 2012's live mainstage concerts and the Dementia Fan Showcase.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no such thing as bad publicity. Yes, there is.
The funds raised will go towards covering the hotel room cost for the Dementia Track main stage concert performers this year, as well as to cover the fees and extra badges for our huge Table 27 merch table.
This would be an excellent opportunity to go to...
Table 27!
This year's collection includes comedy and music by TV's Kyle, Cirque du So What, Worm Quartet, The Gossicles, Sea Monkey, Possible Oscar, The Boobles, Dino Mike, Consortium of Genius, Devo Spice, The Great Luke Ski, Power Salad, Feng Shui Ninjas, Beth Kinderman, DJ Particle, Jeff Rubin, Brett Glass, and Derwood Bowen.
Derwood Bowen's on stage at MarsCon, everybody. Derwood Bowen is on stage at MarsCon.
You can get the 3-CD set with instant MP3 download for just $30, or you can get the MP3 download only version for $20. You can order them right now from the fundraiser shop page at MarsConDementia.com.
Beth Kinderman, are you not suckling a baby at the moment? Okay. All right. Dave Stagner, are you not suckling a baby at the moment? Please.
Okay, my kids have been watching this show called Phineas and Ferb. And I was watching it with them one day, and they started rapping. And God, I hate how cartoons and things start rapping, because they usually suck. And then I started listening to the song they were doing, and I was like, you know what? That's pretty damn funny. So I thought I'd do it for the SmackDown.
Who's up the charades? Eddie the Platypus, what are you doing down here?
Dad?
Oh, hi Vanessa.
Dad, what are you doing?
Well, I'll be honest, I don't really understand. See, I fell down this hill. No, I got glue on my hands and I got records on my fingers. Records on my fingers. I got records on my fingers and I just can't stop.
Don't stop.
Can't stop. I got a platypus controlling me. I got a platypus controlling me. Now let me sum it up. It was a strange set of circumstances.
Strange set of circumstances.
I fell down the hill. Now I got glue on my hands and I got records on my fingers and I just can't stop.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
Well, I would if I was able. There's a platypus controlling me. He's underneath the table.
There's a platypus controlling him. What?
Oh, I get it. Platypus is a metaphor for whatever's keeping you down. Like corporations are a platypus.
The government's a platypus. Your teacher is a platypus.
My teacher is a panda.
Society's a platypus. My parents are a platypus. The media's a platypus. It's all just propaganda. Yeah, we all got a platypus controlling us.
Just me.
We all got a platypus.
I'd stop if I was able to.
We all got a platypus.
I'm not speaking metaphorically. The platypus controlling me. He's underneath the table. Oh, no, wait. He's gone. Hey! There's no platypus controlling me! There's no platypus controlling me!
Your dad's kinda cool.
You're my punk rock boyfriend. You're not supposed to think my dad is cool. It only matters that I think he's cool.
He thinks I'm cool!
Other MarsCon 2013 Dementia Track-related stuff includes the Space Oddity Music Club and Brew Pub, another episode of Dementia SmackDown Wrestling, the Fump Jukebox, and we'll close the weekend with a traditional Dementia SmackDown concert.
You all are going to laugh. She just asked me to stall for time for 10 more minutes.
And don't forget, the Dementia Track is only one part of MarsCon. They have great programming on science, media, fantasy, art, costuming, and geekery of all sorts. This year's guests of honor include author guest of honor Harry Turtledove, artist guest of honor Sarah Clemens, fan and costuming guests of honor the Thrift Brothers, science author guest of honor G. David Nordley, and actress guest of honor Claudia Christian, known well around these parts for her role as Commander Susan Ivanova on Babylon 5.
Ivanova is always right. I will listen to Ivanova. I will not ignore Ivanova's recommendations. Ivanova is God. And if this ever happens again, Ivanova will personally rip your lungs out. Babylon Control out.
It's $50 for a weekend badge until January 31st. After that, it'll be $65 at the door. Go to marscon.org for more information and to pre-register.
I love you all. Thank you for continuing to exist. I will totally see you next year.
MarsCon Dementia Track is nearing the end. So, you know, soon we're going to have to say goodbye to everybody, which really sucks. One group in particular, I find it a little bit harder to say goodbye to.
The ladies.
The ladies.
Oh, yeah.
So, please hit the track, John, as we say goodbye to all the ladies. Bye-bye, lady, hearing this song.
Bye-bye, lady, who can't do wrong.
Bye-bye, lady, wearing fine pants.
Bye-bye, lady, who does belly dance.
Bye-bye, lady, sitting out there.
Bye-bye, lady, with purple hair.
Bye-bye, lady, who hates Scott Walker.
A big talker.
Bye-bye, lady, painting a picture.
Bye-bye, lady, reading some scripture.
Bye-bye, lady, who wants to go.
Bye-bye, lady, who is a cat named Flo.
Bye-bye, lady, who sets me on fire.
Bye-bye, lady, who's a big liar.
Bye-bye, lady, who likes to break dance.
Bye-bye, lady, who is just up here to prance.
Bye-bye, lady, here at the con.
Bye-bye, lady, watching the cog.
Bye-bye, lady, married to Pooh Bear.
Bye-bye, lady, hey, who's that there?
Bye-bye, lady, who's holding an iPhone.
Bye-bye, lady, who has to phone home.
Bye-bye, lady, who goes to the movies.
Bye-bye, lady, who's super groovy.
Bye-bye, lady, who's very dainty.
Bye-bye, lady, who's younger than ainty.
Bye-bye, lady, who's making a reference.
Bye-bye, lady, who's full of irreverence.
Bye-bye, lady, who wants to stay.
Bye-bye, lady, flopping away.
Bye-bye, lady, who plays canasta.
Bye-bye, lady, her name is Jocasta.
Bye-bye, lady, doing the Konami code.
Bye-bye, lady, who taping, changing a diaper load.
Bye-bye, lady, who misses the queue.
Bye-bye, lady, P.U.
Bye-bye, lady, who likes to smile.
Bye-bye, lady, who likes to bite.
Bye-bye, lady, who slaps Luke around.
Bye-bye, lady, who likes the awesome sound of Chris Mezzalista TV's Kyle. Thank you very much, Shasta. Ladies. Flat 29. Giga, giga, incredible.
And a man who put this all together with 3/2, 1/3 of a voice, the great Luke Ski.
So there you have it, folks. The lowdown on the MarsCon 2013 Dementia Track. Remember, you can order the fundraiser CDs and MP3s at the fundraiser shop page of MarsConDementia.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you all at MarsCon 2013.
Hi, I'm going to make my husband stop talking now because... You guys are entirely too happy about that.
There comes a time when a gamer has a funk, when you're still a nerd and still annoyed.
There are cats with macros.
Oh, and sex and drugs and Satan. At least
that's what your parents think.
Except my dad, he needs more help again.
There's too much stuff, but still I'm making bacon, just like our neighbor here's on the bedroom floor.
Yeah, purple, purple, purple.
So save me, Obama. We've got Shakespearean pies.
And almost
100 words for boobs.
We are the FOMP, the Funny Music Project. And this year track is our 500th song. What did you expect?
If this song don't make sense, just a meta waste of time, then go listen to the first 499.
That's only counting one version of Christian Bale's Chipmunk.
And not counting My Name Is Not Bert Griffin.
Right.
National Last Boop Directory.
So let's all go out and kick a Nemo Kid's ass today.
Get a carbon jolt
and drink a triple shot.
Yeah. We are the FOMP, and it's our mission
to post more songs, even though God hates comedy musicians.
Been around for 4 years.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
So give us all a hand. It's not true that nobody loves the comedy band.
Yeah, that's a double negative.
When you're the king of Kong, but find out it's just a dream. When you're all out of beer and you want a Wilhelm scream. Join in and sing along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are the FOMP. We got GarageBand. Do you share those shots while drinking with Jedi? And you'll lose your hand.
Got it. Yeah.
There's a whole lot of love, and we all feel happy. It is the ultimate showdown.
Vacuum cleaner, the way it goes, vroom, vroom, vroom. Hold on, I gotta take this.
We are the FOMP.
We are the FOMP.
No, we are the Vikings.
We are the Vikings.
We'll write you a song about Tommy Mama if to your liking.
If you're an old lady, but you used to be hot.
It's time to take pills.
We're like a pill for when earworms make you queasy. No half-assed rapper, I'm the Mac.
And I'm a PC.
And when the universe is trying to kill Seville, do turn us on, cause we got a positive attitude.
We are the FOMP, united by shared discontentment. When the radio isn't playing anything demented.
Soon we'll be famous with millions, mansions, boats, and cars.
Just like Paul and Storm, Jonathan Colton, and MC Lars. On Thursday nights, Dementia Radio, we're casting live. All over Dr. Demento's Funny 25. We are the FOMP. Connected by an art form. Love for music that rocks and mocks the norm.
I want some time.
We are the FOMP.
We are the FOMP.
Totally senseless.
Totally senseless.
We know every day's pattern day.
So take my senses.
Come to your senses.
Submit your song to the sideshow, and the next hit could be by you.
Bow to
the cause.
I'll cue the clock.
You'll bend to our will.
You'll bend to our will.
And I command that.
Fargan-argo.
Love your naked mole rats. Monroe shot Rudolph. Good grief.
I'm gonna shot my boobles.
Oh, you must give me your beef.
We are the fun.
Ruckus for the win!
We are the Fump, and it's a mission.
What the hell did he say?
If you still don't know what the Fump is, JFGI!
It's a dying musician.
Something about a zombie!
Shut up, Ian!
The Fump, everybody!